So near to us all day long, so easy to touch him. Just turn your attention to him. Tell him you love him. Open your heart. Hallelujah. He's right here. Praise God. He's begun to work already. Praise God. So let's trust God to continue throughout this meeting. I wonder what the Lord has for us tonight. You ever come to a meeting with that expectation? Who's he going to use? What's God going to say to us? How's the Spirit going to move? Oh, praise God. That's what makes Holy Ghost meetings so exciting. You never know what Jesus has in mind. Hallelujah. But you don't leave disappointed, that's for sure. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord, tonight. Jesus. Oh, have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Wonderful Savior, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. There's a lot of reasons why he's wonderful, and we have a whole hymn book full of reasons. Let's sing Wonderful Grace of Jesus. So nice to be with you again tonight, and we have guests with us. I'm so happy to have you. We know that the Lord has brought you here to bless and to make you a blessing. So that's a good question. That's 92 in the white book. Yeah, in the white book. Okay, we're going to give our musicians a workout tonight. Praise God. Grace of God. I remember one time I was going through a trial, and
I was concerned. I was concerned about how things were going to turn out. And my head was filled with what ifs. You ever have that? What if this happens? What if that person does that? What if this happens? And every time the devil tried to trouble me with a what if, then my attention was drawn to the grace of God. Well, if that happens, God will give me grace to deal with that. And if, well, what about this? Well, if that happens, God will give me grace to deal with that. And there was nothing that could, no scenario that could present itself that was beyond the grace of God. And that brought me to such rest. I just committed it to the Lord, and half my what-ifs, maybe 99% of them, never happened, which was the grace of God, too. Praise God. I think it was Brother Charles Spurgeon who said that he was troubled one time, thinking, is there enough of the grace of God to keep him true to the end? And then he got a vision or a dream or something, picture of a little fish in the middle of the ocean, worried whether there was enough water to keep it alive. Sounds ridiculous, right? Well, I think it sounds just as ridiculous to the Lord when we wonder, does he have grace for me, grace enough for me? Oh, wonderful grace of Jesus. Hallelujah. We ought to sing that chorus one more time. And oh, rejoice, because there's grace for you tonight, and God wants to pour it into your heart.
Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus, greater than the mighty rolling sea. Wonderful grace, God sufficient for me.
We praise you. Hallelujah. You have sufficient grace for this camp tonight and for every camper, every worker, every guest, everyone on the grounds, Lord. Jesus, your grace is sufficient for us to meet our need. Lord, you come. You come and you meet that need yourself. Oh, Lord, we pray you'll do it tonight. As the campers gather, we pray that you will. Oh, pour out your Spirit upon them, Lord. We pray that you'll show us your glory, Jesus. You know what to do better than we could even imagine. And Lord, we know you've begun a good work in everyone, and we pray that that work will go forward and deeper, and Lord, that you will be glorified in all of our gatherings and all of our reaching out to you. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. We thank you. Lord, we know that we receive by thanking you and acknowledging that you are a great God and you are undertaking, Lord. And so we praise you for it in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't believe that grace is something that God just gives us, you know, like a gift and then walks away. But when I think of the grace of God, I think of Jesus himself coming and working through me, doing it in me. It's Christ himself coming to us and in that way enabling us to be what he would have us to be. Praise God. And so as we reach out for Jesus, then the grace of God and all that we need, we find in him. Let's sing He Is All I Need. Let's sing a song like that. Is that in the hymn book, He Is All I Need, or is that just a chorus? How about Jesus is all I need when I am weary and burdened and sad. Jesus is all I need. I see it, but I don't have my glasses on. What's going on? 3:10, thank you. You know, I don't like to put glasses on, but I need to. 310 in the hardcovered book. From you, if the Lord puts something on your heart, not limited to those, but let's be free in His presence. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. All right, praise God. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. That's where we learn. That's where Jesus reveals Himself to us. Praise God. Let's sing that also. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. Sin cannot molest.
401.
Thank you. 401, hardcovered book. Praise God. And let's continue letting God have his way. And see little Emma sitting on her daddy's lap with her head on his chest.
Near to her father's heart. Reminds me of the Apostle John, right? We read at the Last Supper, he had his head resting on Jesus' breast. It just was such a beautiful picture of a father-son relationship. And I think that's how the disciples felt about Jesus. There was this fatherly love that they had experienced by him. And he loved them as his own dear children. Well, God has a place near his heart for us as well. Praise God. And we have to have not only find it, but then we have to believe God to hold us there, keep us there. That's the key, you know. There's a lot of Christians that can get a blessing, but they don't know how to keep it. They don't know how to abide and let these things grow in their lives. We're called not just to meet with the Lord, but to walk with the Lord. And people come to our church, and sometimes they say, I've never heard some of these things before about walking with God. I've gone to church, I met the Lord, I got saved, Jesus blessed me, wonderful, but something was missing. I don't want to just meet him once in a while, I just don't want a blessing, but oh, I would need him all the time. And if I could walk with him and live in his presence, oh, how wonderful that would be. And we see in the Bible that that's exactly what God wants. And if God wants that, then we can be sure that when we ask him, we're lining ourselves up with his great desire. Praise God.